represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
It's March, and we all know what that means. It's time for the T.R. Hughes Homes March Quick Move Madness Sale. I'm Tom Hughes. During March, you can save $10,000 to $35,000 on all of our completed Ready Now inventory homes in all of our St. Charles communities. Buy with no money down at Riverdale and finance with our preferred lender, Gershman Mortgage, and we'll pay your closing costs. A brand new T.R. Hughes home, no money down, no closing costs. Move in quick and save thousands. Visit trhughes.com for details.
Gershman Mortgage, NMLS number 1380-63.
Safe Auto gets it. That's why they help keep you in your car with the right car insurance for the right price right now. Because at Safe Auto, what drives us drives you. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. Hello, I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. And now you can join us by playing the Harris Challenge. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, *KTRS. The Harris Challenge today, as always, brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who play every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton. No cover charge for the ladies. And every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, no cover charge for anyone, and amazing food. The Well Hungarians, online at wellhungarians.net. Now, before we meet our contestants for the Harris Challenge today, I got to play you a piece of audio. I don't know the name of the guy who dug this up and put it on YouTube, but this is a clip of Louis C.K., one of our favorite comedians, being interviewed back in 2008 by Stephen Merchant, who worked with Ricky Gervais on all the projects together and recently had his own HBO show called Hello, Ladies. And this is them talking about Inside the Actor's Studio, the show that James Lipton has done for, what, a quarter of a century now on Bravo. Roll it.
I'm going to ask you a series of questions that we have brought up. You know, Inside the Actor's Studio, you ever seen that program?
Sure, yeah.
And you know, at the end, they have a series of questions that they
It always occurs to me, you know, when an actor stands up during one of the people in the audience, he says, I'm an actor, and what can I do, and asks Sean Penn or whoever, what can I do to reach your level or whatever, and you just want to say, that's it, you never will be famous. You'll never be famous. There's no way you ask Sean Penn a question and then you're going to be huge. There's not a single member of that audience that would stand up and cry while talking to him. Oh, and then that became Juliette Lewis or somebody. No.
All right, so that's Louis C.K. in 2008 on a podcast with Stephen Merchant. Well, the guy who dug it up on YouTube said, I wonder if there was anybody in the audience when Sean Penn was on the show whose name we might recognize.
Hey, Mr. Penn. My name is Bradley Cooper. I'm a second-year actor. My question's regarding Hurley Burley. What was it like to revisit a character, Eddie, after a 10-year hiatus? Did you have new discoveries? Did you find that it was a different approach because you had already done this character before?
Yeah, it was the first time that I'd done a film of something that I had.
That's really Sean Penn, and that's really Bradley Cooper when he was a theater student at the New School in New York asking a question of Sean Penn. That's the same Bradley Cooper who went on to Silver Linings Playbook and who, by the way, appeared in American Hustle with Louis C.K. I wonder if Bradley brought that up after hearing about that. All right, let's get to the Harris Challenge. Here's our first contestant today. Hello, Nate.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. To our knowledge, this is the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain. Suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, use it for commercial endorsement dollars. Whatever you like, Nate, go right ahead.
Well, hopefully pretty soon. My brother's opening a brewery in Washington, D.C., so look out for Potomac Ale Works in your grocery store soon.
Okay.
Wow. Hey, it's my brother Jeff's birthday this weekend, Sunday, by the way. I want to say happy birthday to him.
Congratulations to Jeff, and good luck to Nate's brother on the brewery.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty easy business to break into, isn't it, the beer business?
Yeah.
No competition anywhere. Not in this town, certainly. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. See the questions and categories that come spilling out for you. Led, of course, by our weekly topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? You can also have a spring in your step, because today is the first full day of spring 2014. Or category three is You Don't Know Jack Nicholson.
Let's do You've Been Paying Attention Lately.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Here's how the Harris Challenge works for our new listeners who may never have heard this before. I'm going to ask a series of five questions. The one-pointer, usually the easiest. The five-pointer, usually the toughest. But that's always determined by the knowledge base of the person playing the game. He'll have a minute to answer the questions or pass on one and go back and pick it up later. At the one-minute mark, the buzzer will sound. I will tally up the points. If he does not get past the halfway point of 7.5, because there will be 15 points total, if he doesn't get past 7.5, well, then I will have to punish him. But if he does and gets 8 or more, well, then Nate will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right you are, Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop. Two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville. And from Werenberg Theaters.
Werenberg.
We have movie passes, and you'll be able to choose from Need for Speed. We have Nonstop. Or we have Endless Love, and we have a couple others, too, to choose from. And I'll let you know what those are if you win.
All right. And if you get all 15 points, Nate, then that's a clean sweep. And you can get all those prizes combined into a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
All right, Nate, have you been paying attention? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which region of Ukraine voted Sunday to secede and join Russia?
Crimea,
I'll give it to you. Which group recovered a Libyan oil tanker named Morning Glory from pirates this past Monday?
Navy SEAL.
Correct. Which of these was sold for $2 million in China this week, possibly a world record? A puppy, a Bitcoin, or a rare stamp?
A puppy.
Correct. Twitter is 8 years old today. Which country's prime minister is trying to block its residents from accessing it?
Turkey
is right. On which game show did a contestant win $45,000 this week by saying the words, new baby buggy?
Wheel of Fortune.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you play the Harris Challenge. A clean sweep for Nate. Nicely done. That Wheel of Fortune video went viral after Emile DeLeon was given the R-S-T-L-N-E that all the contestants get, and he chose H-M-D-O, and Vanna only turned over the N and the E, and the rest of the board was blank, and Pat Sajak said, well, I don't know. This looks like a tough one. I would just keep speaking until you come up with something. And the first thing the guy said was, new baby buggy? And he said, he explained this later on in an interview, well, the N and the E were up there, so I figured, well, that has to be new. And then I thought, well, what letters didn't they use? There's no B up there, so well, new baby. Okay, new baby. And then, you know, I just figured, new baby buggy. And I got to tell you, I was with him up until the new baby part.
Yes.
I would never, who uses the word baby buggy anymore?
Uh-huh.
So congratulations to him. And by the way, the puppy that went for $2 million in China this week, a Tibetan Mastiff, the new owner says the $2 million was worth it because this dog has lion's blood.
Oh, well.
That makes it worth $2 million. Okay. Nate, congratulations. You're a clean sweep winner. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get all your prizes.
Thanks, and I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Here's our next contestant. Hello, Scott.
Yes, good evening, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, my five-second cheap plug would say, happy to Dan's brother's birthday, and Dan, you should take some money out of your wallet and pay for that therapy that your brother desperately needs.
Wow. Just by being the brother, huh?
Exactly.
All right, let's see what categories we have here. A spring in your step. You don't know Jack Nicholson. Or above us, below us, around us.
Above us, below us, and around us. Now, Paul, during this questioning, my voice may change, so We've done this before. Let's do it.
Who's with you, Scott?
Well, my beautiful wife, of course.
And her name is?
Chris.
Hello, Chris.
Hello.
All right, let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the highest, driest, and coldest continent on Earth?
Antarctica.
Correct. Put these parts of the solar system in order from smallest to largest. Earth, Mars, Moon.
Smallest to largest. Moon, Mars, Earth.
Correct. On May 18th, 1980, the most destructive volcanic eruption in U.S. history occurred in what state?
Washington.
Yeah, Mount St. Helens. For 2 points each, name the continents that are home to the two largest gold-producing countries.
North America and South America.
You're correct. Africa's the third. Of the five Great Lakes, which is the largest?
Superior.
Two clean sweeps in a row. I don't think we've had that on the Harris Challenge in a very long time. Congratulations, Scott and Chris. Stand by. And by the way, Scott, I thought you did a great job.
Yes.
I was awesome, wasn't I?
You were.
I'm strict. I mean, she's beautiful, but yet I'm eye candy. That's it.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? Actually, no, I'm going to have to go back here. I just checked on something here. You said North America and South America, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The actual two largest gold-producing countries are the USA, so North America would be correct, but it's South Africa. That is the other one, so I'm going to have to take 2 points away. It's not a clean sweep. It's only 13 points, Chris.
And I'll thank her later.
Well, I was going to say I blame you. but I'm going to leave the spanking to you there, Scott. Hang on.
Thank you, sir.
Hang on. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing. Here's our third contestant. Hi, Josh.
Hey, this is Josh. It's obvious that Scott wears the pants of the family. Chris just tells him which pair to put on.
The relationship works, and let's just leave it at that. Which category? Oh, 5 second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm heading home to grill up some butterfly pork chops. I'm looking forward to going to Peoria, Illinois tomorrow to watch the Lincoln Rail Splitters play for the 3A Boys State Basketball Championship.
Good luck, boys. Which category would you like here, Josh? We've got spring in your step. You don't know Jack Nicholson or oldies multiple choice.
I'll take spring in your step.
Okay. First full day of spring today. That's why you're grilling. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the only city in Colorado bigger than Colorado Springs?
Denver.
Correct. Which state's name comes from the Indian word for little spring? Is it Delaware, Kansas, or Arizona?
Pass.
Which city was Jerry Springer the mayor of?
Pass.
Which soap opera did Rick Springfield star on before having hits like Jesse's Girl?
Pass.
Which one-time pop star became mayor of Palm Springs, California in 1988?
Oh, I'm going to lose this. Mike Evans.
No, Sonny Bono. And I'll point out now you chose the category of your own free will.
Yeah.
Which state's name comes from the Indian word for little spring? Delaware. Delaware, you say?
Yes.
Arizona. Which city was Jerry Springer the mayor of?
Phoenix.
Cincinnati. Which soap opera was Rick Springfield on?
I'm a little bit too old, but too young for that.
General Hospital.
Okay.
And by the way, Jerry Springer was mayor of Cincinnati until he lost the job because he paid a hooker with a check.
I was hoping there were going to be answers like vernal equinox, but apparently I picked the wrong category.
No. If that were true, the category would have been called Hey Vernal Equinox.
Yeah. All right, punish me.
All right, Josh, I will do so. 1 point is all you've earned today. And here we go back to a very, very, very close friend of the great singer Adele Dazeem. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Tron Revolta.
Never gonna fall in love.
I mean, John Travolta, excuse me. Jim Trevilman.
Just like me and you. No, I never wanna feel the pain of remembering how it used to be. Never gonna fall in love again. Just like you and me.
All right. I'm not sure if that was worse than the haircut, but it was pretty bad.
All right, have a good weekend, gentlemen.
Thanks for playing, Josh. Here's contestant number 4. Hello, Cheryl.
Hello, I am AM and the PM.
Hallelujah. We do appreciate that. 5 second cheap plug opportunity.
I don't have a cheap plug. I have a cheap unplug. It goes to the first contestant, Nate, who took the category I wanted.
Oh. Well, which one would you like of the two that are left here, Cheryl? You don't know Jack Nicholson or Oldies Multiple Choice.
Let's go multiple choice.
Okay. That's the resigned sound of somebody who figures, well, I got a shot at this.
I really don't know Jack Nicholson.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which group was Eric Carmen the lead singer of? The Strawberry Alarm Clock, the Raspberries, or Moby Grape?
Let's try Raspberry.
Correct. Which of these did not record a version of the song Wild Thing? The Troggs, the Manhattan Transfer, or Jimi Hendrix?
Manhattan Transfer.
Correct. Which of these groups appeared in the movie Rock and Roll High School in 1979? The Ramones, the Pretenders, or the Cars?
Ramones.
Correct. What is Meatloaf's real first name? Marvin, Mitchell, or Melvin?
I think Marvin.
Marvin Lee Adey. Which movie did the song Rock Around the Clock first appear in? To Sir With Love, Blackboard Jungle, or American Graffiti?
American Graffiti.
Oh, we were close to another clean sweep, but no, it's Blackboard Jungle.
Never heard of it.
Let's see how you did here, Cheryl. You got 10 points. Congratulations.
Woo.
Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and we will bring in our final contestant for the day. Hello, Tom. Hello, Tom. Tom has bailed. So here's our final contestant of the day, stand-in, Jim.
Hey, hello, Mr. Harvey, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you very much, Jim. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Don't really have a cheap plug. Just want to say hello to my wife, Diane, my kids, Sarah, JP, and Ryan sitting in the back seat.
All right. One category left, Jim, and it's all yours. You don't know Jack Nicholson. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what Stephen King movie did Jack say, "Here's Johnny"?
Oh, Shining.
Correct. In what movie did he play an obsessive-compulsive writer named Melvin Udall?
Pat.
In what movie did he say, "You can't handle the truth"?
Pat.
Which of his movies was Evening Star the sequel to?
What was that again? I'm sorry.
Which of his movies was Evening Star the sequel to?
Pat.
In what movie did he play a small role as TV anchorman Bill Rorich?
Anchorman, I have no clue.
Broadcast News. Okay, back to the two-pointer. In what movie was the obsessive-compulsive writer Melvin Udall?
Anger Management.
As good as it gets. How about, You Can't Handle the Truth?
I'm not a big Jack Nicholson fan.
I was right. You don't know Jack Nicholson.
No,
Tom Cruise was in that movie, too.
Yes, yeah, so with Kevin Pollak and...
Wife said A Few Good Men.
Yep.
Yes, it is. A Few Good Men would be correct. And Kevin Bacon. For a long time, when I used to play the Kevin Bacon game on the air, that was a key one because of all the other people who were in that movie. Terms of Endearment was the movie that Evening Star was a sequel to. And Jim... you got yourself a single point for The Shining. So here's Mr. Tervingman again. Never gonna fall in love again. What? I don't wanna stop someone new. Cause I couldn't bear to see it in. Just like me and you. Didn't he have a brother who tried to have a singing career, Dan?
Oh, yes, he did.
Joey Travolta, was that him?
I think it was.
That sounds right.
It was just like Sylvester Stallone had...
Frank Stallone,
yeah. You
and me. All right, that's enough. Jim, I hope you and the family have a great weekend.
We will.
Thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge. Thank you. We do the Harris Challenge every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com. And it's brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who are performing tonight at the Columbia City Saloon, just 5 minutes from South County. And this Saturday, tomorrow night, at Big Sticks in Breeze, Illinois. You want to know where they're playing every night? Go to WellHungarians.net or download the Well Hungarians free app for your iPhone or Android. When we come back, we'll have Mike Evans in Hollywood, and today's batch of knuckleheads in the news. Meep, meep.
That's a good time over there at the Columbia City Saloon, too, when they're there. It's fun. A lot of fun. And some good food, too. Let's check traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland, Tim.
All right, Dan, they've just cleared an accident that was on eastbound 40 at 141 that had a lane blocked. All lanes are open now, but, boy, traffic is slowing coming out of Chesterfield Valley from approaching Clarkson through Mason now. If you are traveling eastbound on 270, you've got the stop-and-go traffic from McDonald through New Florissant. I understand there's an accident between the Chain of Rocks Bridge and the Canal Bridge, and that has everything stacked up pretty heavy now approaching Lilac on over the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Southbound 270 is wide open. Westbound 70, just a little slow, right around 79 in T.R. Hughes. It sounded like we also had an accident on westbound Highway 30, just a little bit west of Highway 141. Downtown, eastbound 40, that's still slowing from about Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $9.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We're live. We're local. And now, we're one of the Heavy 100 from Talkers Magazine, the top 100 talk radio personalities in America as voted by their peers. And guess who's number 84? McGraw-Milhaven.
Way to go, McGraw!
The only morning personality in St. Louis to be included.
All right, McGraw!
Congratulations to everyone on the McGraw Show. Weekday mornings from 6 till 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you in charge of a charity event, maybe a neighborhood festival, maybe some construction at the house? What do all of those events have in common? Bathrooms. Everybody has to go to the bathroom. So what are you going to do? R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. They're the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. If you didn't have R&R Sanitation, you wouldn't have Mardi Gras in St. Louis. You wouldn't have the Cotterville St. Patrick's Day Parade. You wouldn't have the St. Patrick's Day in Dogtown or downtown. R&R Sanitation. They're bigger, means they're cleaner, longer. The only union toilet on the Missouri side of the river, better service, they're picked up and dropped off at a moment's notice. And yes, Martin, if you want it on the parade route, you can get it. R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000. R&R Sanitation, they're bigger, they're better, they're cleaner. Don't use the competition. R&R Sanitation. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again. Because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies. And they make the credit card companies a lot of money. From people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-403-1020. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-403-1020. That's 1-800-403-1020. 1-800-403-1020.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-300-4147. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-4147. 1-800-300-4147.
France, 1793. While Augustin Dupré was awaiting execution by guillotine, he took from his pocket a prized possession, an angel coin. He rubbed it for good luck and said a prayer. At that very moment, a sudden lightning storm frightened the crowd and the execution was postponed. Dupre was later pardoned and attributed his miraculous survival to the angel coin. For centuries, angel coins have been the center of countless good luck stories. And now good luck is yours. In a world first, Govmint.com is releasing magnificent 1 ounce pure silver angel coins at an historic low and surprisingly affordable price. These dazzling silver angel coins are only available on a first-come, first-served basis, so call immediately. 1-800-600-2804. These 2014 angels are legal tender and 1 ounce of pure silver, minted in London, England. They magnificently depict St. Michael slaying a fire-breathing dragon with Queen Elizabeth on the reverse. Lock in your historic low price. 1-800-600-2804. 1-800-600-2804.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Hi, this is Drew Titone, co-owner of Suncrest Home Remodeling, your St. Louis exterior professional remodeling company for over 20 years. If you're in need of new window replacements, new CertainTeed vinyl siding, or the new Apex fiberglass siding system, or possibly want to replace a declining deck with new composite or PVC cellular, please give us a call and I will personally come out and give you an estimate to the dollar. Suncrest Home Remodeling, 636-256-6858, an A-plus rated company with a better business bureau, suncreststlouis.com.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday,
yeah.
No work till Monday.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Great food, whether you want to sit down and have a fine dining meal or take some fine food home with you from right next door at the Smokehouse Market. Sandwiches, soups, chops, steaks, all sorts of stuff. And, by the way, some damn good pecan pie. I speak from experience. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Look for the pig on the roof. You know you're in the right place in the Chesterfield Valley. They sponsor this gentleman right here, Mr. Mike Evans.
That's what I'm talking about, Adam.
Hi, Mike, how are you?
That's what I'm talking about, Adam. Fine. How are you doing?
I'm hoping that we're warmer than you today. I think we got to 76 here in St. Louis today.
I will push my button here on my telephone. I will put in my code. I will go to Weather Report, and it is 79.
No, 81.
So close. Oh, wow.
Our temperatures, it's going to get cold, though, next week.
Yeah.
It's 84 tomorrow, 86 on Sunday, 90 on Monday, 90 on Tuesday, and then 75. 75 degrees, man.
The bottom drops out.
You know,
that's weird.
I won't get out of bed.
Yeah,
because that's what it's like here.
Yeah, we're having exactly the same thing, except for the 37 that's forecast for Tuesday. But anyway.
Yeah. Other than that.
I know you're a Dodgers fan, and I'm curious if you're going to stay up to watch them play the Diamondbacks in Australia at what I think would be 1 a.m. your time.
Well, I would, except the Dodgers signed an $8 billion deal, and you have to have Time Warner. I don't have Time Warner, so nobody. It is the biggest story in Los Angeles that 70% of the fans aren't going to be able to watch Dodgers on baseball this year.
Wow.
That is ridiculous.
I know.
And Major League Baseball spends all this money trying to promote the game, sending them to do, what are they playing, tonight and tomorrow night in Australia?
It's unbelievable. I got Dish and Dish and Direct and Cox and Charter, and everybody else says we're not going to do business with they sort of all went in together. We're not going to do business with Time Warner, what they're trying to charge us. They're trying to rape us. So sorry, you can either go to Time Warner and join them for if you want to pay for do the Dodgers, or sorry.
Wow.
And some people are switching, but not as many. So Time Warner's going to lose money on this too.
Is that going to hurt home game attendance? It has to, because people who are Dodger fans are going to go, well, the Dodgers don't care about me. Screw them. I'm not going to the games
There's
anymore.
There's a lot of that. That's the letters of the editor of the Times.
Yeah. Not surprised.
Last year, Vince Scully is going to be here.
Oh, that's right.
So sad. Yeah,
well, at least you get Vin on the radio, though.
True.
So that's a plus. I mean, yeah. The best baseball broadcaster ever, right there.
True.
Well, I would say he and our own Jack Buck.
Nah, he was better than Jack. I knew Jack. He was better than Jack.
You don't know Jack. Anybody. You don't know. Yeah. All right. That's all right.
Pop quiz question. Yesterday I told you about Nicole Kidman admitting having gambling problem. Today, name the name of the celebrity who loves to bet on sporting events, usually bets $100,000 on the Super Bowl every year, but says it's not a gambling problem, it's a hobby. Is it Jennifer Lopez, Oprah, or Judge Judy?
Mm.
Answer in just a minute. Movie review. Have you seen Muppets Most Wanted?
I have not, unfortunately. I want to.
While on a globe-trotting tour, there's trouble for those Muppets when they lock horns with the worst criminal in the world who happens to look exactly like Kermit.
Mm-hmm.
Film is warm, fuzzy, family fun, PG, 1 hour, 52 minutes, 3 stars.
I didn't hear it if you did a review of Bad Words. What did you say about it?
Never saw it.
Oh. How about Grand Budapest Hotel?
Love it.
I loved it, too. I was surprised because I don't like anything else Wes Anderson's done.
There you go.
Yeah.
Movie news, biggest star in China is Johnny Depp, and Johnny Depp is going to China to promote his new movie, Transcendence. Depp will be there a week, and they plan to have live TV cameras follow him 24/7. By the way, in case you didn't hear, Michelle Obama, her two daughters, her mother, and 65 friends are currently in China. It's their third trip to China since they went into the White House. I guess after you go to China once, you always want to go back. You always feel like you have to go back again right away. But yeah. Anyway,
like their food.
I mean, yeah. Why in the world are we paying taxpayer dollars to go for her to go to China? And a story breaking this afternoon that they're calling her the ugly American, that the Secret Service and Michelle Obama's co-crew have shut down the elevators in the hotel, shut down the streets, have become, and the people there just want her out. They hate her, and they want her out.
Of course, that happens anytime any president or first lady goes anywhere in the United States, too, because everybody gets upset. What do you mean I can't go through here with that motorcade and they're blocking off every street?
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's China. I mean, you know, and it's not even the president.
Yeah, but you got to remember, you're talking about the landlord here. When the landlord says, come on over, you go over.
Yeah. The film Frozen, still on big screen some places. Now it's up for sale, and you can buy the movie. 3.2 million units sold the first 2 days it was out.
Wow.
Amazing. Mm. TV news, great documentary, the sad story of women and children living in poverty in the United States. It's called Paycheck to Paycheck, written, directed, hosted by Maria Shriver. It was on HBO last week. You can watch it online on ShriverReport.org, ShriverReport.org, or catch it on YouTube now through March 24th. It is an amazing, sad story about millions of American women and children in poverty, paycheck to paycheck. Did I mention Michelle Obama for the third time went to China with 69 of her friends and their daughters at the taxpayers' expense, cost about $102 million? I mean, what's going on here?
You know what I would love for her to say while she's over there? I'd like her to say, I'd like to introduce you to my daughters, Malia and Sasha. This is what happens when you can have two children in a free country.
Well, there you go. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills has a new cast member, Faye Resnick. You might remember her. She was Nicole Simpson's best friend and the woman that O.J. said either killed Nicole or had Nicole killed.
Mm.
Of course, you can't believe anything O.J. says.
No.
Odds and ends, 89-year-old Jim O'Connor.
What happened to your voice?
Jim O'Connor.
Jim O'Connor. Please don't call me Jimmy. Is hitting the road campaigning for his grandson, Jason O'Connor, who's running for governor of Georgia. What a really strange, odd, weird, bizarre story that Charlie Watts and Keith Richards dislike Mick Jagger's now-deceased girlfriend, Lorraine Scott, so much they called her Yoko and insisted that she not be allowed into any Stone concerts, not allowed into any of the venues.
Hmm.
Very strange. Regarding my billion bub bracket, busted. I mean, I still can't believe it. Of course, how many people had Duke losing today?
Nobody. Right. Nobody.
Yeah, nobody.
Yeah, I already read that it's over. The $1 billion is over.
Yeah, did you watch the St. Louis game last night?
I did.
What a comeback.
I could not believe they came back.
I know. Yeah.
Who do they play next?
Unfortunately, they play Louisville. So.
Louisville? You know, I'm not all that sold on Louisville.
No, Ian's got him going all the way.
Yeah.
What does Ian know?
Well, that's true.
He has the same coin everybody else has to flip.
Like degrees or something? I don't know.
Yeah, and I saw.
I don't get it.
The $1 billion.
But you know what? I'll be pulling for St. Louis, so you know that, man.
Yep.
Even if I did, I don't like Louisville, and I love St. Louis. So there you go. It's a double whammy there.
Boom.
T-shirt winner today is Dean Wolf from Chesterfield. Congratulations. And the pop quiz question, named the name of the celebrity who bets $100,000 on every Super Bowl, but says it's not a gambling problem, that it's a hobby. Is it Jennifer Lopez, Oprah, or Judge Judy?
Judge Judy.
I was going to go Orca, but I'm going to say Judge Judy.
Yeah, Judge Judy.
The answer is Jennifer Lopez.
Oh!
And finally, it's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday. We're going to play today, Aloha Friday. Congratulations, St. Louis. Go St. Louis and the Braggins and the Okalani, Lani, on the OK, a Laku, and a Cock, and a Hawk, and Hui, Hui, Ho. Chill away, Kamiki, Kaka, Hu. Why may not look Kamiki, Kaka, Hui, Ho.
Mike Evans brought to you every day by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. The music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Bristol, England, where Ed Joseph paid $133 to buy a PlayStation 3 gaming console online, but the seller never sent it to him. So Ed decided to get some revenge. I'm going to quote him here. My first thought was that I could try and pretend I had found out where he lived, but it was all a bit of a cliche and it wasn't going to worry him really. And then it just occurred to me, you can copy and paste things from the internet and into a text message. So I thought, what can I send him via text? My next thought was, what is a really long book? He discovered he could cut and paste entire Shakespeare plays into a single text message that will be split into many smaller messages by the recipient. So far, he has sent the guy 22 Shakespeare plays, including Macbeth, Othello, and Hamlet. He said the scammer isn't too pleased with his revenge plot. Quote, I got the first reply after an hour, and then a few more abusive messages after that. His phone must have been going off constantly for hours. Recently, he's taken to calling me and giving me abuse on the phone. I tried to ask him if he was enjoying the plays, but he was very confused. I'm going to keep doing it. If nothing else, I'm sharing a little bit of culture with someone who probably doesn't have much experience with it. I'm not a literary student, and I'm not an avid fan of Shakespeare, but I've got a new appreciation, especially for the long ones. He said the plays so far have resulted in a total 17,424 text messages. And yes, he has an unlimited text and data plan, so his scheme is not costing him any extra money. How annoying is that to the guy at the other end? Turn off your text ringtone. In New Jersey, Thomas Ricca, a public works inspector, admitted in court to swiping $460,000 in quarters. $460,000 in quarters. That's 1.8 million quarters in all over the last 2 years. For his job, he had access to the collection room where change from citywide parking meters was stored. He was originally arrested last January for pocketing $500 and depositing that money in his own bank account. Upon further investigation, police found that he'd been doing this for 25 months. In his plea deal, he admitted to 4 counts of third-degree theft. He's going to avoid jail time. By the way, if you break it down, he was averaging 3,400 quarters taken per day. $850 every day at work. On top, by the way, it was $86,000 yearly salary. But the question is, how did he get those quarters home every day without anybody noticing? All those quarters would make a lot of noise jingling in your pockets.
Yeah.
And you don't want to put them in your pockets because they would weigh a total of 43 pounds every day. No one has figured it out, and he hasn't told anybody how he did it. In London, England, the owner of a $1 million... By the way, go on YouTube and find this video if you can. It's hysterical. In London, the owner of a $1 million luxury yacht named the Victoria cruised down the Thames and went into town for lunch. Afterward, they cruised back the way they came. But during the 90-minute lunch, the river rose about 7 feet. So when the yacht got to the Richmond Bridge in southwest London, it didn't fit underneath. which did not stop the captain from trying and banging the million-dollar yacht into the stone bridge, not once, but several times. People on the banks of the river stood and watched, and of course, took video as the boat suffered considerable damage, much of the top level ending up in pieces on the deck. The Victoria did later manage to get there when the river level subsided, but not before the video hit YouTube. And we finish with a quickie from rural Virginia, where a man called the police to report that somebody had vandalized his car by drawing something large and sexually explicit in the frost on the hood and windows. We can all guess what that image was. He called 911 and said someone should be arrested for defacing his car and demanded that an officer get there right away and take pictures before the rising sun melted the frost and destroyed the evidence. The police did not respond. Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. Have a great weekend. Catch my weekend syndicated show, America Weekend. Airs at various times on various stations around the country, including midnight Saturday and Sunday here on the Big 550 KTRS. And for all of us who work here on the large morning show in the afternoon, welcome to springtime.
Meep, meep.
And let's get a final look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, you guys have a good weekend. We do have a few things going on right now. If you're traveling eastbound on Highway 270 between the Chain of Rocks Bridge and the Canal Bridge, you've got an accident. It is on the right shoulder now, but you are jamming up approaching Lilac on through where this accident is. Also on northbound 270 between Dorset and Highway 70, you've got an 8-car accident. It's off on the right shoulder. In fact, vehicles, emergency crews may have just blocked the right lane. You have traffic slowing now at Dorset. Same thing on westbound 30, just west of Highway 141. You've got a multi-vehicle accident, 6 to 8 cars involved in there. So look for a slowdown. It looks like we've thinned out pretty well downtown, although westbound 5564 is stacking up approaching Tudor to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 40 looks like we're still a little bit heavy from 141 through Mason. Westbound 40 getting better, a little heavy towards the Boone Bridge, and again between 94 and Winghaven. This traffic report is brought to you by Coca. One thing I want to remind you is that on eastbound 255 at 7 o'clock tonight, they're going to shut down two lanes as they do work on the Jefferson Barracks Bridge. And this report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $9.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006!
The Cardinals are world champs in 2011!
There's nothing better than celebrating championships in St. Louis. Fans, this is Adam Wainwright, and we're offering ring promotions this year. There's the 1964, 2004, and 2013 ring giveaways. Get your tickets through promotional packs or with individual tickets. Visit cardinals.com/promotions.
And they mob Wainwright as he goes the distance tonight.
Are you thinking about coming to a lot of Cardinal games this season, but reconsidering because you don't have anything to wear? Well, stop. We have you covered. On a handful of weekend games this season, the Cardinals are giving away replica jerseys. Get tickets to all 6 games, plus 4 more through our promotional pack, or buy them as an individual game. Tickets are on sale now. Visit cardinals.com for more information.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree
and get out of here.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You do get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
A deal that was sealed 2 years ago is just now coming to light in Sunset Hills. Residents say it was kept under wraps. Investigator Chris Hayes takes a closer look. Plus, avoid traffic tie-ups this weekend. We'll tell you where road work could force detours. And a slam dunk for St. Louis this weekend as the city hosts college basketball's most important tournament. First on Fox, Sansone Development is trying to buy a couple popular commuter lots at 270 and Highway 30. Now residents are finding out it might be a done deal prior to the public hearing and without it going for a bid. Fox 2's Chris Hayes found the paper trail and joins us now live from the lot with a story all new at 6. Chris.
Sandy, Sansone Development has a plan to buy this lot and lease it to Quick Trip. Sansone also wants to develop the west lot. According to Sunset Hills and MoDOT, the developer has agreed to build a new and improved commuter lot. But people who use this one wonder why they're just finding out about this now.
It was not bid.